is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 15th of March, 2009. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hamby, entitled Ode on My Mother's Handwriting. Her A's are like small rolls warm from the oven, yeasty, fragrant, one identical to the other, molded by a master baker, serious about her craft, but comical too. Smudge of flour on her sharp nose, laughing with her workers, urging them to eat, 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 but demanding the most gorgeous cakes in Christendom. Her B's are upright as soldiers trained by harsh sergeants, whose invective seems cruel in the bower of one's own country, but becomes hot gruel and a wool coat during January on the steppes outside Moscow. Would that every infant could nestle in the warm crook of her C's, taste the sweet milk of her D's, hear the satiny coos of her nonsense whisperings making the three-pronged razor of her E easier to take. The bad girl, I'm ashamed of you, disappointed, hateful, shame, 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 the blistering fury of her F, feel less like the sharpened rapier of a paid assassin left only with a desire to be good, to be ushered again into the glittering palace of her good graces, for her G's are great and fail not, their mercy is everlasting. The house of her H is a plain building. It has no pediments or Palladian windows, but brick walls, sturdy and indestructible. Oh, the mighty storms that rage cannot tear down these thick walls or alter their sturdy heart. But her windows are small. She does not like to look out, shuts her eyes, for the world is cold while her fire is warm. She is a household god, jumped up on Jesus, Jeremiah, Job, all the Old Testament scallywags and their raving, pomaded televangelist progeny. Yet her K's know how to kick up their heels, laugh at you and with you, whip up a Christmas Dickens would envy, kiss your eyelids as you drift off to sleep, though no one can know the loneliness of her L, a forlorn obelisk in the desert, hard and bitterly cold in the heat of the sun. Other M's are soft and round, but not hers. The answer to every supplication is N-O spells no, which in a way is comforting because you know where you stand, where your please, pretty please begins and how far those P's must climb before meeting her most serene and imperial Q's, regular, rigid, redoubtable. For the dark wind of her S's can be like the desert simoom, hot and dry. You could die of thirst, your throat taut as a tent pole, holding up your bones and their tatters of flesh. But for her hurricane of words, blowing roofs off houses, lavishing water on an arid world, unleashing slaps, hugs, prayers on the long, ungainly hours that separate us like the spaces between her lines, the waves of her U's, slice of her V's, vivisecting each moment with the X-ray of her ecclesiastical gaze. What is her X, a kiss or a rebuke? Both. Her lips, sweet as the nectar, bees suck from flowers, cruel as their sting. So why am I still her acolyte, her disciple, her most obstreperous slave? Because in the curve of her Zed is my Zen master, my beginning and my end. How I have felt the five fingers of her one hand, seen her hair, once chestnut, turn white as a seraph's wings, heard her high, naked voice combust with love's bitter perfume, sat down at her Puritan table and feasted on her wild blue eyes like rustling cornflowers in the dark, mutinous grass of the past. A poem by Barbara Hamby, Ode on My Mother's Handwriting, from Babel, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.